Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Glory to God. Go ahead and text the neighbor, Tebow, and tweet them, and let them know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I have a couple of quick announcements. Prophetic Corner is under the leadership of Apostle Yvonne Rouse, who's the founder and president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. We thank God for our apostle. Amen. And also we have a pastor, Pastor Joseph Rouse. Glory to God. We thank God for our apostle and our pastor. So at this time, go ahead and make a quick text and let them know to tune in and listen to hear a word from the Lord that's going to rock your world. Glory to God. You know, it's good when you can come online and say, you know, the word is going to rock your world. That's a good thing. You know, you, everything else, the trials, the trouble, amen, you let the tribulations that come to, amen, to tear you down, they rock your world. So why don't you let God rock, God's word rock your world, and it will heal your world if you will allow it. You know, sometimes you come to the line and you say, well, I'm going on, but, you know, I'm just going to put it up to my ear just to say I was a part of it. You know, I was tuned in. But, hey, get something out of it whenever you go to these shows. That's the main thing, you know. God wants you healed. He wants you delivered, and he wants you set free. And this is the place, amen, that you can come, you can hear it. You ain't even got to leave the house. All you got to do is turn the phone on and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just thought I'd throw that out there for free, amen. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, glory to God. We have, amen, moments in the Spirit. Amen. And we also have midweek manner. Glory to God. And you will be placed on our personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by a bunch of people. Amen. People of God who don't mind praying the word of God for you. Glory to God. In all that, moments in the Spirit. Amen. Midweek manner. Glory to God. Placed on a personal prayer list. And you may even get a call from the apostle and the pastor. So I encourage you, amen, you can come and partner with us. And in partnering, it's only $25 or more, amen. Always pay the more. If you want more for God, from God, then give the more. The more you give, the more you shall receive. It's a give, and it shall be given, glory to God. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over. Don't you want that pressed down blessing where you got so many, you got to keep pressing, and they just keep coming, and you keep pressing it down, and you keep pressing it. That's what you want. Come on, come on. You know how y'all do sometimes when you put clothes in the washer, you know, you'll press them down and put some more in on top of them, press them down and put just a few more in there. You know, that's what I'm talking about, that press down blessing, running over, what God give into your bosom. So come on, man. Glory to God. And then you, after you give those $25, you know, then you'll receive, again, I'm going to repeat it, moments in the Spirit, midweek manna, and placed on a personal prayer list. And you get a call, you even get a call from the apostle and the pastor. Now, who wouldn't want to, amen, come in and be a part of a ministry like that? Glory to God. And what you can also do, amen, if you need a coach, you need counseling, you need someone to help you get to that next level in God, amen, apostle and pastor are the two that you need to connect with. You can connect with them on Facebook. You can hit them up and let them know just what you need, and they will help you. They'll tell you the process and everything that you have to go through to get there. Glory to God. Amen, and that's a guarantee. Glory to God. So if you want to become partners in partnering with us, amen, and you want coaches and you want to get to the minute, you want to do the ministry that God is calling you to do, then go ahead and contact Apostle Yvonne Rouse on Facebook. She has two pages, glory to God. And you can also contact Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook and let him know what the need may be. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, the Impact team comes on Tuesday. Amen. Without Walls Worldwide Ministries and awesome, awesome, awesome. Amen. On Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, the tag team duo, glory to God. If you have missed them on Tuesday night, you can go back and listen to the shows on demand. It's an awesome show that comes on, and it's guaranteed to rock your world. So if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand. And it comes on every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Then if you move on down, glory to God, on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. Oh, man, she did an awesome job on yesterday. I listened to her. She was coming out of the books of Act 1, and she said, don't forget now, tune in next week, glory to God, same time, same station, at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. She's going to be coming from Acts. Glory to God. So you want to come in and make sure you hear, amen, what God is laying on her heart at that time on next Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And if you move on down, amen, it's Ministry with You and I. Prophetic Corner comes on, Prophetic Corner Ministries come on Sunday, amen, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We are called the Hour of Power. Glory to God. And that's me and Minister Elaine. We come on at, I'll come on first, and then she'll come on next. Glory to God. So it's an awesome, awesome, amen, ministry, just preaching and teaching the word of God. So come on and have your listening ears on, glory, and hear what God is saying. You know, God is moving all the way down through each and every day. Sometimes you just don't tune in to what the Spirit is saying. But when God is leading you, amen, and guiding you, glory to God, don't shut your ears and don't turn off the radio whenever certain people are praying. You know, God said he has no respect to person. So he can use whoever he please. So it's up to you. If you miss it, then that's on you, glory to God. It doesn't matter where that word comes from. When that word comes in to bring life, when that word comes in to bring deliverance, when that word comes in from whomever it may be to bring healing in your life, that's what you want. Doesn't matter, because he said he can use whomever he please. Because if he uses a donkey, come on now, in the word, if you know the word, come on, people, walk with me. You know, if he uses a donkey, he can use whomever he please. You know, he said, out of the mouth of a babe. He can use a child. He can use anybody. So come in and hear what God is doing and what God is saying and see, amen, the Spirit of the Lord work online, glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome all through the week radio show that comes on, and it is ministry to help you to get to your next level, help you, amen, to get things straightened out in your life, help you to even draw you closer to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, with all that said and all that in mind, we're going to go ahead and get in our word on today. I am going to be coming, amen, from Ruth chapter 2. Amen. And we're going to continue until the Lord tell me to stop. You know, it may not be for everybody, but it is for somebody. Glory to God. Because God just don't throw nothing out there. Glory to God. He don't do things haphazardly. Glory to God. He has a plan. Hallelujah. And we follow the plan of the Most High God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming from chapter 2 of Ruth, and I'm going to start at verse 1, and I'm going to go ahead at this time and open up in prayer. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have made, Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad that we. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, Lord, as it comes forth to bring clarity, Lord God. Oh, my God, to settle things in our spirit. And let us know, Lord God, that you're in control, Lord, not us. Because your plan is not our plan, Lord God. If we would set our plan aside and pick up your plan, Lord God, and receive it and hold on to it, Lord God, then we will have a much better life, God. We can live life, as you said, abundantly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for all those who are sick in their body on today, oh, Father. Father God, we ask you to go in and heal them, God. Those who are brokenhearted, Lord, heal their heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those that have been in
ministries, Lord, that are broken down, Lord God, but not destroyed, Lord. Because, God, you say you can lift them up on high in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the healing that's taking place on the inside, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, God, to lead them and guide them in the way that they should go, Lord God, and whom they should go to, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that they shall not stray, Lord God, away, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to turn them around and let them know, Lord God, that everyone, Lord God, that every hurt that they had in them, Lord God, that you're the one that can heal it. Because you said you'll heal them everywhere they're hurt, everywhere they're broken in their heart, Lord God. Every hurt that man have placed on them, God, you can heal it, Lord. Only if they ask God. You say, ask in your son Jesus' name, Lord God, and it shall be given, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, that every word is true, Lord God, that comes from your word, Lord. Father, as the word goes forth, let us have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, Lord, as you're moving, Lord God, on the north, the south, the east, and the west, in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, all around the nation, Lord God, as the word, Lord God, is being taken out into the airways, Lord, it shall go out with power and clarity and dominion, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, and glory to God. Let's continue in God's word. Hallelujah, glory to God. Are you ready? It should be there by now. I'm just going to title this part two of Ruth. Glory to God. You know, it's really fascinating. It's fascinating how God can go in, amen. You can preach something. I preached this one time, and I went through all four chapters. But you know what? God takes you back, hallelujah, because there's something new every time that he wants to do in it. You know, it's so many times when, you know what, I haven't heard that word yet. You've heard it, glory to God. But it has more than one meaning to it. That's when God will send someone else in and they'll pull something out different. He'll even send you back to that same word and you will see stuff that in this word that you have not seen. He'll show you different things and different ways, amen, to pull out what's in this word, glory to God. And that's what's so awesome about God. We serve an awesome God. And whatever we ask, he's going to give it, glory to God. Hallelujah. So let's go ahead. Amen. Glory to God. I know some of you may be having your, you know, your Sprite, your Coke. Amen. You're sitting down. Amen. Legs up in the chair, chilling, you know, as that's what the young folks say. But you know what? Amen. Let's eat the word. Let's go ahead and get the fire. Glory to God. Chapter 2 of Ruth. And Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth of the family of Elimelech. And his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said unto Naomi, let me now go to the field and glean ears of corn after him, in whose sight I shall find grace. And she said unto her, go, my daughter. Now, do you see, amen, glory to God, right here? Just think about it. It was said, you know, he was wealthy, amen. He wasn't no broke man. Amen, glory to God. He was a man of wealth. He was a man of peace. He was a man of God, first of all. Glory to God. Yes, he was. He knew the Lord. My God, my God. So let me ask you a question. You know, where does it say that you have to get someone, ladies, and you have to take care of them? You have to dress them, hallelujah. You got to, you know, you got to bring them in and you got to dress them. You got to do all this. You got to feed them. You got to buy them groceries, you know, and let your children go lacking. Where does it say, amen, glory to God, that you got to do all that, amen, to someone you're just meeting? It doesn't say that. This man was wealthy. Boaz was wealthy. And God was getting ready to set her up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, see, he was getting ready to set her up. Don't you know God will set you up? Amen. He'll set you in the right place at the right time. So you ain't got to be going out there, glory to God, getting them, amen, with the pants hanging over, hey, dropping low. Come on now. Glory to God. You don't have to do that. If you would just wait, like I said, our plan, amen, is not God's plan. So you don't have to do that. There are some nice and good gentlemen. You know, I had somebody that tell me, say, you know what, but God ain't creating no more men, you know. I said, no, he may not. I mean, he may not be creating no more, glory to God, but he's working on those that's already here, working them from the inside out, glory to God, not from the outside. But you can always dress it up and suit it up. You can put on something just right, make you look good. But in the side, your inside, you tore up from the flow up. Glory to God. And so we did laugh about that. It was funny. Glory to God. I said, yeah, but he's working on them this year. Amen. Glory to God to help them to be the man that he's called them to be. You know? Glory to God. Let's just move on. Glory to God. And she went and came and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and her hap was to light on a part of the field belonging unto Boaz, who was on the kindred Elimelech. Ain't that something? It wasn't by chance, amen. And it wasn't by a happen circumstance, you know. It was that God placed her there at that certain time. You know what I'm saying? She was just saying, well, I'm going to glean in the field, glory to God. You know, so she might find favor. You know, she wanted to find favor. But understand, amen, it wasn't her plan. It was God's plan. She just didn't happen to go out there and go in the right place. Glory to God. God was leading all the time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But now just think, just drop back just a little bit. If she had not stayed with Naomi, if she'd have let Naomi went on and she'd have went on back like Oprah did back in chapter 1, glory to God, none of this probably would have took place. Do you think? She wouldn't have had this wealthy man over here. So she would have been out of God's will. But she felt God pricking on her heart to keep pushing forward with Naomi and go with Naomi. But Naomi had taught her the word of God. So I tell you to be still. Those that's trying to teach you the word of God and teach you how to live and how to be a better lady, you know, and how to be a better a woman and how to get ready, amen. But you have to be prepared to be a wife. Glory to God. It just don't happen, you know. You see, so many times a lot of people are getting married, but they can't stay together. They just say, oh, I had a wedding. Oh, and it cost so many tens of thousands of dollars. But you ain't got, you ain't got what you need to keep that marriage. Because you know what? You didn't be still, and you didn't go and seek nobody else. You just said, oh, I'm going to go on and marry. Nah, uh-uh. Get you some counseling. Do not, let me repeat it. Do not do it. Glory to God. Just say, don't do it, and don't do it. If you meet someone, ladies, glory to God, and this man is not willing to go ahead and do counseling, then that should be a red flag sign for you. Glory to God. It's got to be a red flag sign for you. Because if you don't want to go, amen, in front of the leaders that you're under, or even go to the ministry he's under, you know, and have counseling with his, you know, his leaders, then something is wrong. Something is up. Glory to God. Something is up. And you know what goes up? It must come down. So it's got to be something wrong there. You know, we as women, yeah, we want somebody to love us. Yes, we do. But you need to write somebody to love. You know, yeah, I hear you. So I said, well, it's better to marry than to burn. But you know what? You can marry the wrong one, and then you won't get burned. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's just move on. Glory to God. I just thought I'd throw that one out there, too. I ain't going to charge you for that either. And behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said unto the reapers, the Lord be with you. Now, you see how he's greeting his people. It's just so important. Hallelujah. How you greet others, you know. Just think about it. He said, the Lord be with you. Amen. And they answered him, the Lord bless you. Check it out now. Amen. It all depends on how you're greeted. Ladies, come on now. You see how he greeted those people? You can tell he was a man of God and he loved the people. Glory to God. So when somebody walk up to you and say, well, hey, how you doing? You know, that's fine. You know, they're starting a conversation. That's fine. And then you can take it from there. But if somebody walks to you, hey, mama, I noticed. Tell them to go to the other side of the store. That's what you do. Just go to the other side of the store. Glory to God. That's not how somebody, a man of God, would greet you. And they say, well, good evening, how you doing? You know, then you can start from there. And then you can understand, you ask God to help you to have the discerning of the spirit to know, is he of God or if he's not? There's so many times you walk in a trap. Just because they tell you, you look good, hallelujah, oh, you look good. You're dressed nice. Oh, I like what you got on. Just listen to how he greets you.
If he don't greet you in the right way, my God, you know then, that ain't happening. Just send him on to the other side of the store. Let's move on to 5. Then said Boaz unto his servant, that was set over the reapers, whose damsel is this? You know, he asked who was this. You know, asked who was this woman, this other woman that was working in his field. At least he decided to ask. You know, some men will approach you, well, how you doing, you know, and say, well, are you married, you know? And you know, yes, and you'll tell them no, yes, that's fine. If you ain't, glory to God. But if you is, let me tell you, let me help you out, tell them, glory to God. Because you have so many times now, I see where people are taking their rings off and they try to even wash where the band has been off. They try all kinds of stuff now. But, you know, women, we got to be aware. You know, just because everybody pays some attention, amen, they don't mean us no good, you know. It's time out for all this play stuff. Even the younger ladies, you know, younger ladies, listen, I encourage you, yes, I know you want to get married, but just be careful, you know, because I'm telling you, Satan is roaming around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, and he's trying to take our young folks. He really is, so just be careful, glory to God. Let's move just a little bit, amen, glory to God. And the servant that was set over the reapers answered and said, it is the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. Let's move on down to 7. And she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and has continued ever, even from the morning until now, that she tarried a little in the house. You know, just think about it, amen. She came and she asked them. She didn't just go on out there, amen, glory to God, she didn't. And see, they were telling him, you know, who she was, and he knew Naomi, and that was his cousin. He thought about it. Come on now. You know, just think now, she wasn't the only one out there in that field, but just so happened God put her in the right place at the right time. You know, just like I said, God will put you in the right place at the right time, you know, so you got to be careful, glory to God. You can't just, amen, go out there and just say, well, you know what, I'm going to meet me a man. You know, and all of them say, well, I'm going to find me one. Glory to God, that ain't what the Bible says. Come on, and even if you don't know it, you know, you don't just go out there looking. You allow him to find you. He said, when man findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing, and he finds favor with God. Now, what that favor be on that man's favor is, he's going to be able to take care of you. Amen, glory to God. He's going to treat you like he should. Glory to God. He's going to be one of them wealthy Boazes. Come on, glory to God. He's going to have a steady job. Get on his job for a while. Amen, glory to God. I know things happen. I'm not talking about somebody getting laid off, you know, or something like that. Things happen, yes. But he's going to be a man of integrity. Glory to God. Oh, good God Almighty. So come on now. Let's go down the right road with this. Glory to God. But I see so many young people are getting married. Even the older people are married now. Hey, well, you know, glory to God. And they ain't staying with them. Let's move on down just a little bit further. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not, my daughter? Go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Now, you hear what he told her? He said, don't go to nobody else's field. See, you think about it. Boaz was smart. He knew what was in Ruth. Glory to God. That's why he didn't told her not to go in nobody else's field. Glory. He knew Naomi, and he knew if she had to be hanging around Naomi, you know, Naomi hadn't taught her the word and taught her the word of God. That's why he told her, you ain't got to go nowhere else. Just stay right here and glean in my field. Glory to God. See, you know, just think about it. All them other women and all them others that was out there, you know they were chasing after Boaz. They know he was wealthy. He was a man of integrity. He was a man of God. Come on. But none of them caught his eye. Glory to God. Only Ruth, because that's who God had in place for him. Glory to God. And that's who God had, amen, for Ruth, because he knew, amen, all she had been through and all the struggles she had came through. And she stayed with Naomi, and she helped her through all this. She didn't expect her to go out there and work in the field. She went out there, amen, and worked for her. She went out there and provided, because she knew Naomi was too old to go out there and get food, you know, and glean in the field. But she was a more able body, and she was a person that was stronger at that point. Amen. And so that's why she chose to go out there and glean in the field. Now, you know them women had their eye on him, because they know he was wealthy. Glory to God. But that wasn't who he had for you. That wasn't who he had for her.
Now, don't you know, amen, God got someone special for you. But sometimes you can mess it up by going out there trying to get anything and anybody. Amen. If you go, you're even going to the club now trying to get me, and glory to God. Don't you know if you get him out of there, glory to God, that's what's going to be in him. It ain't going to be Jesus either. And he ain't going to be saying holy, holy either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's just move just a little bit further. Let's move on now. Let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap, and go thou after them. Have I not charged the young men that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young men have drawn. Now, you see, Boaz had a plan. You know, he said, okay, he told them here, don't you touch her, because he had his eye on her. That belonged to him, but he didn't tell them at that time. He just told them, don't touch her. You know, just think about it. Now, all the women in the field, he was telling them, don't touch her. So, in other words, they had to be, you know, talking to the women in the field and, you know, messing around with the women in the field. But he told them, that one right there, don't touch her. And God will do that. He'll tell a certain people, you know, everybody can go in a place, you know, and you know how they do. Sometimes they go in there, well, you know what, this one, that one. Every JoJo, every Tom, every Dick, every Harry up in here done been with this one. But, hey, God will say, do not touch that one. Glory to God. And that's what he did. He said, uh-uh, don't y'all touch this one. Amen. And he told her to go over, amen. And when they draw water out of the well, go ahead, amen, and give them some water, you know. And he told them, don't touch her. In other words, don't molest her, do not touch her. He had his mark out on her because he knew that he knew something special about her. Let's move on down, glory to God. Let's move to 10. Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground and said unto him, why have I found grace in thine eyes, that thou shouldest take knowledge of me, seeing I am a stranger? She was saying, why do you pay attention to me, knowing that I am a stranger? I'm not one of you all. She said, why? Well, you know what? It's always something about you. You know, it's always that special something about you that God knows that will draw that special someone to you. So that's what you wait on. You wait on God. Amen. Glory to God. Like you say, you always fix yourself up. Make sure you don't go out, you know, all tore up from the floor out, up, and stop wearing the pajamas out in the street. My God, help us, Lord. Stop wearing the pajamas out in the street. Come on, ladies. If you expect to catch the right one, you expect to catch the right fish, then you got to go ahead, amen, and put the right bait out there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because you go out there, amen, with the slumber caps on, amen. You go out with the pajamas on, hallelujah. You go out with the graffiti all across your back and everywhere. Understand? Hallelujah. That's the only one that you want to draw. You ain't going to draw no Boaz. You ain't going to draw no wealth. But you're going to draw that one that came from the club last night. Let's move it on. And Boaz answered and said unto her, it hath fully been shown to me all that thou hast done unto thy mother-in-law since the death of thine husband, and how thou hast left thy father and thy mother and the land of the nativity, and art come unto a people which thou knowest not heretofore. Now understand, she had left her parents. She left them because she knew nothing good going to happen over there. She knew she had there was better whenever, you know, Naomi had taught her the word and, you know, she had led her to the Lord and she was telling her how good God is. And who wouldn't want to go and serve a God like that? She said, if she taught me all that, and her parents weren't living like that. So, you know, okay, well, I'm going to go with the best, you know. And that's when you get taught, you know, how you should live, how you should do, things that you need to do in your life. You need to get your house in order. You know, you need to make sure your children go to church. You need to make sure that your children are learning the Word of God. You need to make sure that you're sitting down teaching them the Word of God. You know, he was looking at all that. So look what Ruth did. She had did all that for Naomi. You know, Naomi had did all that for her, taught her how good God was. So it was. That's why she went and did what she did, because she started believing in the Lord that God. Now that's something. So see, God was already molding her and making her, getting her prepared for for him. Amen. Boaz, I'm sorry. Getting her prepared for Boaz. Ain't that something? See, God's plan is not our plan. See, sometimes we want God to do what we want him to do and how we want him to do it. And if he don't do it the way that we want him to do it, then we think he let us down. But all we can do, we can put it out there, glory to God. He said, write the vision, make it plain. Yes, that vision that you wrote down, yes. God will look at it, glory to God. Hallelujah, yes. But guess what? That may not be the plan that God, the way that God want to get you to that vision. Hallelujah. You're thinking, okay, well, here's the way we're going to go to it, Lord. Here's what I want, Lord. I want this like that, and I want that like this. But it may not be God's plan for you to have all of that the way you want it. That's why it's so important. He said, you know, man ought to pray, and, you know, and seek the Lord our God and tell God, you know, Lord, if it's not your will, then I don't want it. But, Lord, I want your will to be done. It's okay if you put out there what you want. Yes, you make it specific in what you want. Yes, you do. But if he don't give it to you the way you think, amen, it's okay. But, no, he gave you his best. And that's what he was about to do for Ruth. Let's read on. Glory to God. The Lord recompensed thy work, and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel, under those wings thou art come to trust. At West Moody 13. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my Lord, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid, though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. Let's move on down to 14. And Boaz said unto her at mealtime, come thou hither and eat of the bread, and dip thy morsel in the vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she said, eat, and was sufficed and left. Now, ain't that something? Look at that. See, amen, glory to God. Even though she wasn't one of them, hallelujah, God had his hand on her. Glory to God. He put her in a place where she could find favor, amen, with Boaz, and her, and everything was going to be all right. Glory to God. So, you know, God will put you in that place, amen, with that one that he have for you. You know, I've heard someone say, well, you know what, everybody talking about finding a Boaz. Yeah, but they're talking about, well, Boaz belonged to Ruth. Well, you know, they're not talking about Ruth as Boaz. People are saying to find them somebody, amen, that has the credentials that Boaz has. That's really what they're saying. They're not saying to get Ruth as Boaz, because that's not possible. Glory to God. God will send you your own Boaz. That's the thing. He'll be wealthy. He'll be a man of God first. Amen. He'll be wealthy. Hallelujah. And he's going to treat you right. Amen. He's going to do what he needs to do. If you got children, he's going to help you to raise the children. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's going to be a man, amen, with good character. Hallelujah. That's what they're really talking about. No, they can't have Boaz, Ruth. Glory to God. They can't have Ruth and Boaz. No, they can't. Glory to God. Let's move on down. And when she was risen up to glean, Boaz commanded his young men, saying, let her glean even among the sheaves, and reproach her not. Let's move on down to 16. And let fall also some of the handfuls of purpose for her, and leave them that she may glean them, and rebuke her not. He was telling them, amen, glory to God, to leave even more, hallelujah, down for her to glean, hallelujah. You see, God had already made the way there. He made the way for Ruth to help take care of Naomi by using Boaz at that point. But you never see Boaz lay a hand on Ruth here. Glory to God. God was using Boaz to help him, amen. And so he was using Boaz even to get closer to Ruth because he liked her. He saw what was out. Now, you just think about it. Now, come on, amen, fellas. I know you're listening. Glory to God. You just think about it. Look how, amen, she took care of Naomi. Let's just drop back just a minute. Look how she took care of Naomi, her mother-in-law. Lord, that's her mother-in-law. Just think about it. Just think. Most people, amen, you know, they say, well, I ain't got nothing to do with her. I don't want to see her. And I don't even want to talk to her. Hey, man, she's fake and she's phony. Glory to God. Just think about it. But see, she took care of her mother-in-law. Now, any woman that can take care of mother-in-law like that, you know she's going to take care of her husband. And that's what Boaz was admiring, how Ruth had took care of Naomi, how she came from over there and left her mother and them, you know, and her mother and father, and came over and took care of Naomi. That's what he was looking at. You know, any woman that will do that, you know, just think about it. She going to take care of you, man. Come on. She going to take care of the children. She going to take care of the house. You know, anybody, amen, can do certain things like that. Because every woman don't want that. Glory to God. You have so many times, hallelujah, where you see young women, they don't know, you know, how to take care of their children, and they ain't taking care of their husbands, glory to God, and everybody's tipping, dipping, and slipping. My God, good God, I'm out of here. You know, but let's see, you can see, amen, the qualities that she carried. And that's when, amen, we were discussing that, amen, on yesterday, you know, about the young guys and the young ladies and different stuff. We were just discussing it. We had some pretty good discussions, amen, glory to God. And we were discussing how the young, you know, the older guys, they're not, you know, in their place, amen, to help the younger guys. Amen. Some don't want you to help them, but there are some that will listen to you, that you can help. See, everybody don't cast you out, glory to God. There are some that's willing to hear when you tell them, well, man, you know what, I've been through this before, you know, and it didn't take me down a good road. But what you got to also remember, you got to be able, amen, to really give a testimony about yourself. See, people love testimonies. If you ain't been through nothing, then you can't tell me nothing. But when you done been through something, then you can help a sister out. Glory to God. See, that's what I'm saying right here. See, glory to God. And we were talking about how the young women, amen, glory to God, need to hear from the older women, you know. But guess what? They can't hear from them, glory to God, because they're too busy off, I say, doing their own thing. But now is the time, amen, for all of us to come together, because we are losing a lot of our young people for nothing, glory to God. They're straying away. They're finishing school. They're not even going to college. And I know everybody may not be a college material, but there are some who are. They won't take care of their families, hallelujah. Children tore up on the floor, glory to God. The little bitty babies are going out looking any kind of way, hallelujah. When the mama is geeing up the dad, let me move on, glory to God, hallelujah. We gonna move on, hallelujah. Let's move on, glory to God. Let me go back here to 16. And let fall some, when he asked, to let fall also some of the handful on purpose for her and leave them that she may glean them and rebuke her not. He was telling them, don't touch her. If y'all put some down on purpose and let her get that. You know, I'm picking up here in this scripture what happened is, you know, sometimes when corn and stuff fall on the ground, when they be picking it, amen, thrashing wheat, amen, they have maybe some good that fall on the ground. They would also pick it up. But he was telling them, whenever this falls on the ground for her, don't you rebuke her. Let her get it. Glory to God. So he was taking care of her the whole time. Mm-hmm. Okay, he was setting her up, amen, for some great and goodness. That's what I'm talking about. Now, see, that's a true man of God. Glory to God. He's going to help you to get what you need. Hallelujah, women. In other words, he's going to compliment you and not tear you down. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about. He's going to be able, amen. He go out and work and come home and bring his check home, you know. Hallelujah. Well, let's do this. Let's do this. And this is what we do. Let's sit down at the table and let's work this thing out. Let's have some savings over here. Let's do this over here. And the children need this. Well, you go ahead and get what the children need, you know, and I'll take the list. You know, I've heard this one person, amen, glory to God, he gave a testimony how he was working four jobs, I think he was saying, at one time, and, you know, it was just, things were so bad, and that's what he had to do, because he wanted to make sure that his wife had stuff and had what she needed, and the children had what they needed, and he said he worked all them jobs, and he was saying he would just go, you know, go. And he said sometimes he would go and wouldn't even have money to buy him a cold Coca-Cola. He said every time he would, you know, get ready to go, you know, to another job or whatever, he would make sure and leave all his money that he had down on the table. He had so many jobs, and he said, Lord, if you bring me up, Lord God, and bring me out of this, then, God, I'm going to do what you tell me to do. So, you know what, as he began to progress, you know, and all those jobs he had, and God started to cut him loose, and then he gave him one really, really good job, hallelujah, so he could take care of his family. Then he called him into ministry. Now, that's the type of God that we serve. Hallelujah. He did. He called him into ministry. And then he began, amen, glory to God, to come on up. And see, God had brought him up and brought him out of all that debt and everything that he had, and he was able to take care of his family. Glory to God. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're looking for, women. And it's shivering, it is glory to God. It's just the way that women and men are doing now in these days. Glory to God. Shivering, dead. Come on, man. Glory to God. They're still good men. They're still good women. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's move right on. Glory to God. Let's move to 17. And she gleaned in the field until evening and beat out that she had gleaned, and it was about an ephah of barley. Let's move to 18. And she took it up and went to the city, and her mother-in-law saw what she had gleaned, and she brought forth and gave to her that she had reserved after she was sufficed. Let's move on down just a little bit on 19. And her mother-in-law said unto her, where hast thou gleaned today? And where wouldest thou bless be he that did take knowledge of thee? And she showed her mother-in-law with whom she had wrought, and said, the man name with whom I wrought today is Boaz. Now, ain't that something? Glory to God. Amen. She fell in a good field. She fell up on wealth right there. The wealth was just there. Glory to God. God had already put it in a path. Amen. So it could come to it easy. Hallelujah. Because she hadn't did the work. When you sow into somebody else, it's a sow, you know, you sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. If you sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. Glory to God. See, she had sowed seeds in the Naomi. Amen. She is so bountifully seeds. Amen. Glory to God. Not by saying, well, you know what? I ain't going to worry about it, huh? I'm going to let you go out there. No, you go out there and you the one go out there and glean in the field. I'm going to sit at the house. No. Ruth went out and she gleaned, amen, for them to have food to eat. Glory to God. She did it. Ain't that something? Even I hear this. Even when you're in ministry, you know, and you know, you're under somebody, you know, and you say, okay, well, they'll tell you, well, this is what I need you to do. Well, no, I ain't going to do that. I don't hear that. See, you just messed up. Glory to God. You just messed it up. You don't know what God has for you for being obedient to your man and your woman of God. You don't know what God has for you for doing what you need to do. You know, no, you always ask God to bless you. Glory to God. Because God can bless you much better. Amen. Because he can bless you much better. Amen. Glory to God. You don't always ask for the return from who you're under. No. You say, okay, Lord, this is what I try to be obedient. Lord, I did what you told me to do. I try to obey, Lord God, you know, and then you move on and ask God for what you want. Don't try to get it from the people that you're under. Glory to God. Because God can bless you far better than I can. Glory to God. I can give you the word. I can ask God to bless you. I can pray for you. Yes. But his whole world is in his hands. He can give it to you if he wants to. He can give you the million you've been asking for. He can give you the man you've been asking for. He can give you the Mercedes you've been asking for. He can give you the children, the husband, whatever you've been asking for. All I can do is I can put some prayer on it, but it's up to God to bring it to pass. I can pray and I believe, but it's up to him to bring it to pass. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Ain't it good? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Naomi said unto her daughter-in-law, blessed be he of the Lord, whom have not left of his kin, his kindness to the living and to the dead. And Naomi said unto her, the man is near kin unto us, one of our next kinmen. And Ruth the Moabite said, he said unto me also, thou shalt keep fast by my young men until they have ended all my harvest.
Glory to God. Ain't that something? He told us, stay right there by him. Don't go nowhere. He didn't want him to go in there no fear because he was afraid, amen, that he may not see her again because he, you know what? He was afraid that something may happen to her. Glory to God, because he knew if he was one of the ones that was over the fields and stuff, you know, he had heard about what was going on in the other fields and how the men were messing with the women and different. Come on, you know, he knew. He had to know. Glory to God. That's why he said, you have not been touched, amen, molested or none of that. You stay right here because I'm going to take good care of you. That's what he was telling. Now, glory to God. Come on, read into it. I'm going to take good care of you. Let's move on down to 22. And Naomi said unto Ruth, her daughter-in-law, it is good, my daughter, that thou go out with his maiden, that they may meet, that they meet be not in any other field. So she kept fast by the maidens of Boaz to glean unto the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest and dwelt with her mother-in-law. You know, she stayed right there. She didn't leave. She didn't go nowhere. She stayed right there with Naomi. Hallelujah. You know, God had brought her into a place. They were finna be blessed. Hallelujah. He had even brought her closer to one of the kinmen. You know, he was doing stuff for her. For Ruth, hallelujah, because he knew that Naomi wasn't kin to him, but he never did say anything. Glory to God. If he had said that, then there's no telling what had happened. Everything that God was trying to do and trying to work in him. You know, sometimes you can reveal stuff too quick. I hear the Lord saying, be careful. When he tells you something, don't reveal it to everybody. Even if he show you who your Boaz is, hallelujah, glory to God. Don't tell everybody. But everybody's not going to be with you when God tells you something. Even if he show you me who your Ruth is, don't tell your buddies. Hallelujah. Because you know what will happen? The next thing you know, amen, and that, whoa, I know that girl. Mm. And then guess what? They're going to try to get to know him even the more. So don't tell everybody everything. Even when you start dating, hallelujah, just ask God, hallelujah. But, Lord, you know, if there's somebody I need you to help me, Lord, to pray it through, then, Lord, I want you to show me that right person. You know, there are some that you can go to help pray it through. But be careful, hallelujah. You can't tell people everything. Even if you meet somebody, you say, well, you know what? I met somebody yesterday, and then they're going to be saying, well, who is some kin to? Who is it? And what is it? And what do they do? Mm-mm. That's a no-no. Because the next thing you know, they're going to try to find out because they're going to call this one, that one, and the other one, and then get the kin folks in on it. They're going to get the sister, the mama, grandmama, and next thing you know, y'all going to be some kin. So just be careful, hallelujah. Glory to God. But they can't tell you how. That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes people can go down people's bloodline. You know, they say, well, you know what, that's y'all cousin. Well, tell me how. And then next thing I know, they say, I don't know. Well, then we don't care. You can't tell me how. Glory to God. But just be careful, hallelujah, because God wants to get us in a place, and he wants to get the men there also, men. I know it, I know it, and I know it. They want to get. He wants to get you in a place where you have that right special person that's going to be with you, amen, through the thick and the thin. That means when things get thick, amen, they won't be in out. Glory to God. They won't come up missing. When you need them to help you with paying certain things and doing certain stuff, you ain't got to say, well, you know what, hallelujah, you pay that on your own, and I don't know how you're going to make it. No, we're going to do this together. And don't forget, I say it again, hallelujah, don't forget to get some counseling. Hallelujah. So many times you don't want to do that because you're afraid of what's going to happen. Don't be afraid of what's going to happen. Amen. Thank God for what's going to happen so you won't have to go through all them troubles and them trials, amen, that you can encounter on yourself. My God, because God is good. If he can take Ruth, hallelujah, from this point all the way up to meeting, amen, Boaz, and the best is yet to come, he can do it, amen, for every one of you. Amen, glory to God. We serve that type of God. We serve a good God. He'll walk you out by step, but sometimes it's women, amen, and men, I include them too, that get in a hurry. You just want what you want, and you want it now. We're a microwavable generation. Everything you popped in the microwave, glory to God. But you know what? There's some stuff for me, amen, most of the stuff. I'll heat water sometimes, glory to God. But you know what? For me,
I'll do things like the old-fashioned way. I'd rather, if I got food to heat up, I'd rather put it in a piece of foil and stick it in the oven. Because to me, it tastes better. The flavor and the savor is still there. So that's what God is trying to get you to do. So when when you meet your Boaz and you meet your Ruth, you'll have the taste and the flavor that you should have, glory to God. You won't have a bad taste in your mouth. Oh, my God. So that's the type of God that we serve. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to open up the line for prayer. Anybody desire prayer on the line? This is the type of God that we serve. If you desire prayer at this time, hallelujah, I'm going to open the line up for prayer. Go ahead and press the 1. Hallelujah. And I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anybody press the 1. Glory to God. But I want to encourage you. Amen. I'm going to piggyback on some of the things that we talked about. You know, it's just, you know, older, amen, although I'm young, you know, it's okay. But as older women, you know, we need to teach the young women, you know, how to be mothers and how to teach their children, you know, how to teach their children in the Lord. Because some just don't know. It don't mean you got to be just somebody in your family. Somebody outside of your family needs help. Hallelujah. Because if you just helping your foe with no more, amen, then you ain't very effective. If this word was just for my foe with no more, then it ain't affecting the whole nation, glory to God. So there has to be, amen, a point where you want to reach out and touch somebody else. Hallelujah. So you know what? So many times, you know, even I see, you know, women going to church and stuff, you know, just tell them. So, you know, in a nice way. Now, mama, don't roll up on them like this and, well, you know what, you ain't got no business wearing at the church. No, I said, baby, you know, I understand, you know, can I help you? Can I say something if you don't mind? Then you go to them in a nice way. But that's why so many times we're losing our young people. Because everybody is, I mean, you know, a lot of people, I ain't gonna say everybody, but sometimes you're down on the young people. Instead of helping them, giving them a hand up, you're giving them a hand down, hallelujah. You're so negative that they don't want to hear what you got to say. You have a negative mouth towards everybody. But that just don't work, hallelujah. You got to think about it. You didn't get where you are, amen, by people always speaking negative of you. Glory to God. Speaking negative of me, glory to God. You got where you are because somebody, amen, believed in you, hallelujah. And I will say this, and I'm proud to say it, because somebody believed in me, glory to God. I had one, hallelujah. I'll say it. I had two leaders who definitely believed in me and helped me to get where I am. So that's what you got to have. You got to have some positive people speaking in your life. So I encourage you, if you need some positive people speaking in your life, come on over here, hallelujah, without wall worldwide ministry. And that's just what you're going to get, glory to God. Positive, speaking in your life, hallelujah. So we got to learn how to speak positive of others. You know, I keep hearing this, you know, people, you're meeting teenagers in the street and you say, well, you know what, they ain't going to do nothing. No, don't do that. So you know what, Lord? I pray, Lord, that you would move in their life. I pray, God, that you would just help them to get what they need to get. You know, whatever they seeking you for. And if they ain't saved, Lord God, send somebody else by, Lord God. You know, one plant, one water, God, bring the increase. Then send somebody else by, Lord. If the seed hadn't been planted, Lord, let somebody plant the seed. And then, Lord God, send the next person by, Lord God, so they can water it, Lord God. And then, God, you give them the increase. If you know how to pray, pray. You know, sometimes you pray them a lofty prayer that ain't no good, hallelujah. Pray something positive for somebody. Glory to God. And you know what? Whatever you make happen for others, God will make happen for you. Amen, hallelujah. Nobody has pressed the 1. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, get ready for the next show coming up, the next hour of power. Voice of Truth, amen. Glory to God, Minister Elaine, hallelujah. She's going to bring a word in season. My God, I'm gonna give you time to get off this line and go get you a drink of water. If you haven't heard anything I said today, hallelujah, just wait on your Boaz, hallelujah. Not Ruth, no. Wait on your own, hallelujah. Glory to God. And when God sent him, hallelujah, just receive what God sends, hallelujah. But just make sure that it's God. If you don't think it's God, then ask somebody else to help you pray it through. And ask God, hallelujah, and he'll tell you. You know, he'll start sending you little signs and different stuff. This ain't him. God showed me this. He showed me that. And when he do, receive it. So sometimes when he do show it to you, then you don't still receive it. Hallelujah. You go ahead and then we're in a mess. Amen. Then we ask God to get us out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you can save that. Hallelujah. You can save. Hallelujah. You can save. But, yeah, tune in for Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. That's coming up next. She's going to bring you an awesome, awesome word. Hallelujah. She's going to give you testimony. So I encourage you to go over and support her. Don't, amen, when you get off this line, just get ready. Go get your drink of water. She's coming on at 6:30. So you'll have time to go over and support her. And awesome woman of God, Voice of Truth Ministries, that come on at 6:30. Hallelujah. Teaching the word, preaching the word, hallelujah. Testifying on the word. So I encourage you to go over and listen to her. So we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to give the invitation to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and partner with me, I ask you to go ahead, amen, and repeat the sinner's prayer after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Into what you want me to be, oh God. Father God, I have sinned, Lord, and I repent for every sin that I have committed in Jesus' name. And as you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed believer. Glory to God. We thank God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. My God, to hear, hallelujah, one brought up, amen, into a marvelous light. Glory to God. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that that was you. Glory to God. And get in a Bible-believing church where you can hear the word, where the word is taught, and take your Bible with you, amen, and follow along. Read your word daily. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you'll know, amen, that the true word is coming forth. Now, we've got to go ahead and get off and give you that time to refresh and get ready for the next hour power coming up with Minister Elaine Jackson on Voice of Truth Ministry. I'm going to give the benediction. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome rest of Sunday. Glory to God. And we will see you back here next Sunday. But remember, go over, amen, and show Minister Elaine Jackson some love. Amen.